You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Oh. Relax.
Tell the listener what you just told me off air.
That is what, when I say, listener, relax, kick off your shoes, catch up with the news, and relax. It's Sunday morning. That's what I'm referring to. Leon Redbone, so relax. Good morning. It's the 23rd of May. And what a beautiful, beautiful summer's day it is.
It's lovely, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure wherever you are. How are you, Sam?
I'm very good.
Good.
It's
well done.
It's the weather.
This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Unfortunately, Roger is not with us. She is ill this morning. Bless her.
In the sun. It's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit rubbish, but there we are. I hope you're all right. And, it's just... Isn't it lovely? Sorry, I'm speechless with the weather. It's that everyone always complains about the weather, especially in this country. Mm. But come on, this is...
I can feel the summer coming on, can't you?
You're right. Let us know what you think. Info at myscr.co.uk.
Stratford Community Radio.
Chris McGill will be coming in.
Is Chris McGill off of RSC fame?
RSC fame. Regular listener will know that Chris McGill has put together a few... brilliant packages for the RSC. He did a thing called We're Coming Home, which involved 160 extras.
Oh, it's just brilliant.
Filming out on the Bancroft Gardens there. Quite a few of our listener will be in there, and he'll be coming in and talking about his work with Dust House, his company, and also his music, and also perhaps the Royal Shakespeare Company.
You can see that video on our blog, can't you?
You can see it. We're Coming Home. He also did a thing called Where We All Perform for the RSC, which I really... Have you seen that?
I haven't, no.
Check it out. It's called Where We All Perform. You can check it on YouTube, probably. I put in RSC, Where We All Perform. Obviously, whilst you're not listening to the radio show, obviously, because I'd have to kill you. But it's really, really good. So there. SCR, where amateurism reigns.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
French farmers turn Champs-Élysées into a huge farm. One of Paris's main thoroughfares, the Champs-Élysées, has been covered in earth and turned into a huge green space in an event staged by young French farmers. They want to highlight their financial problems caused by falling prices for agricultural produce. Now, would that happen in Britain, Sam?
To be honest, I don't know.
No, you don't know because you just don't care, do you?
Well, it's not that. It's just I'm not a farmer.
And yet you live in a rural area?
It's very true. Well, actually, no, I live in the right in the centre, really.
Yeah, but, you know, Stratford's not a big place.
That's quite small, isn't
it? It's surrounded by quite a lot of fields.
It is.
What happens in those fields?
I don't know.
Exactly. And therein lies the problem of the world today in Sam Malloy.
How rude.
Now, plants, trees and flowers were brought in by lorry overnight to transform the avenue into a... that's like Oxford Street in London, you know. It's the main thoroughfare of Britain.
Mm.
And the plants, trees and flowers were brought in. I think that's brilliant. More than 1 million people are expected to visit over the next 2 days. The event, which cost 4.2 million euros, that's 3.5 million quid, to stage, has been organised by the French young farmers, Jeune Agriculture. That's their union, over the holiday weekend in France. It will serve as a showcase of farm production from sheep breeding to crop grain. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Contact us info at myscr.co.uk if you've got anything you want to say on the... you can Skype in, can you?
Well, maybe not today, because it's a bit of a faff.
God, that was so miserable. Let's make an effort for the listener. Can Skype in. And I think our address name is Stratford Community Radio.
I'll rig it up, I'll see what I can do. It's right, Stratford Community Radio, yeah.
Yeah. We shall be coming up with some more odd news. We shall be going through the Stratford Herald. We'll be going through various Sunday papers. This is my SCR. Relax. Kick off your shoes again. Why not? Get out in the sun, otherwise.
How many shoes are you wearing?
Oh, quite a few.
MyScr.co.uk.
This is MyScr.co.uk. Before that, of course, it was Hoppy Puller. Hoppy Puller. Sigur Rós with the great Icelandic band. Their guitarist has got a new album out, and he's promoting it in a taxidermist's factory in Paris. Yeah. They're pretty weird. And he's a vegetarian as well. Uh-huh. And he's there going, I don't like killing animals, but this struck me as really quite interesting, you know. I'm really liking this taxidermy.
I'm liking your Icelandic accent.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good, yeah. Yeah, I'm liking this. Yeah.
Volcano.
Yeah, volcano. Eyjafjallajökull, yokol, yeah. My brother actually cycled across the Vatnajökull, which is currently exploding at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, in 1983.
Wow.
God. He was 18. Apparently it's raining in rugby, which is completely wrong, of course.
Yeah, but, as ever.
For those regular listeners who will know that our clock here tells us what the weather is like in rugby, about sort of 20 miles to the east. And it's been raining all day there.
Yeah, but terrible weather.
Somehow don't think it is. It's a cloudless blue sky here and over most of Britain. This is myscr.co.uk.
Nick and Rocha.
This is myscr.co.uk. A big shout out to Laura Davis, who is directing Tom's A Cold at the Orange Tree in Richmond. If you're listening in London, and let us know, info@myscr.co.uk. It gets very lonely up here in the studio in Stratford, and I know that you're listening all around the world, and let me know, info@myscr.co.uk. Or you can email the Breakfasty Brunchy Show, I think it's called the breakfastybrunch.co.uk website. You can email there. And just let me know that you're listening. I'll give you a fiver. Because it'll only cost me... Well, it might even not cost me a fiver. How do I know that anybody's listening? I'm waffling. Anyway, Laura, if you're listening, thank you very much. How are you? I hope the rehearsals are going well. I'm absolutely waffling. But go and see Tom's A Cold at the Orange Tree in Richmond next week, I think, Laura. Or is it the week after? I think it's the week after. If you're listening, London, go and see it. That's Laura. She's directing that. That was classic, wasn't it? SCR. It's not the RSC. Good! Sam's making the tea. He could have helped me out there.
Stratford Community Radio.
I had a letter in the Stratford Herald this week.
Hey, did it get in there?
It did.
Oh, yes. What did it say? You can tell me now.
I couldn't possibly comment. You'll have to. Because obviously they are my views and not the views of Stratford
Community
Radio.
What page?
It's on the letters page.
The letters page?
Yeah.
What? Where, I've never got it. Where do I get it from, the Herald? Do you have to pay for it? Is it free?
No, you have to pay for it. It's from a news agent, Sam.
I get
a
it from
news agent.
I get it from Gardener's News, Shop of the Week.
Gardener's News. Yeah, well, they're not my Shop of the Week this week.
Go on, let's say it.
Let's do a Shop of the Week.
I have to get a jingle made for that.
Yeah. It's actually a person of the week because they're self-employed and they run their business. Asher Verbal. Or Werble.
Elaborate.
Asher is the photographer for all the Dust House stuff, and nice little link, Chris McGill, who's coming in at 11:30.
Maybe he can get him on the quiz.
Yeah, he said he'll come in, but he's not going to do the quiz.
Oh, fair enough.
Which is fair enough. So we might have to do the quiz a little bit earlier. That's right. Actually, about 11:15.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned that before, but Asher does all the photograph stuff for Dust House. She does it for lots of other things as well. She's done stuff for, there's a shop up Henley Street that sells Converse and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's done loads of photographs there. There's her postcards and stuff in the window. Mm. She is a wonderful photographer. And I know all the people at Wink Photography who have just emailed in. It's not a competition. And Charlie's emailed in saying she wants her fiver. Well,
I said 20. You get 20.
Well, you know, but it's just, I said, when you were making the tea, I said, you know, email in again. I'll give you a fiver. And she's going, yes, please, money. You know, frankly, I saw her this morning in Henley Street. And, you know, with that dress, you need the money, obviously.
How rude.
Nick. I can't say that.
Nick, you've done it again.
She is going to come in here and personally hit me. As opposed to impersonally hit me.
Nicholas, when will you learn?
I know. No, it's terrible. Oh. I love you. I love you lots, Charlie. I've actually gone red now.
Beetroot face.
Yeah. That was Stratford Community Radio. I expect we're going to get torched now.
Sharp, that was.
Oh, dear. It was only a joke.
Oh, no.
Charlie, I'll give you a fiver just to... Just just to
be
not,
nice,
not hit me. We were talking about something before that. I can't remember what it was.
Giving the fiver. I don't know. I got lost after that one.
Oh, it's all gone horribly wrong.
Better song. Better help.
Yeah. Go for it. I hope you're enjoying the sunny day.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Why don't we do the quiz now?
Now?
Come on. Get your pencils and papers ready.
Pencils is my fader up.
They all say that. The quiz.
I don't think we've prepared our listeners at all, have we?
No, get your pencils and paper.
Right, you ready? Question number one, this one's for you. Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Who wrote the Moonlight Sonata? Was it A, Schubert, B, Beethoven, C, Chopin? Is it Chopin?
Chopin. Chopin? Chopin? Next, you'll be talking about a list, and you'll be having a Chopin list.
Oh, D, Mozart. See, I can say that one. Mozart.
Mozart.
Mozart. No, it sounds like from Harrow when you say that.
Actually, talking of Mozart, we've got some Mozart coming up.
Mozart?
Morrissey. But anyway, yes. There you go.
Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Ariel and Miranda are moons of which planet? Is it Saturn, Uranus, Jupiter?
Uranus, not Uranus.
So childish. Jupiter or Neptune? Uranus.
Hey, stop it.
Question number three.
On show, every night.
It's only four questions today. What does a calorimeter measure, or calorimeter? Energy, altitude, heat, or latitude?
Well,
don't know, again, I read that quite fast. What does a calorimeter or calorimeter measure?
Calorimeter? I don't know.
A, energy. B, altitude. C, energy. No, C, heat. Or D, energy, altitude, heat, or latitude. There you go. Got it out eventually.
Put your teeth in.
Question number four.
That's a big place down south.
What was the name of the dog in the story Three Men in a Boat?
Oh...
I haven't read through these answers yet, so bear with me.
What do you mean you haven't read through the answers?
Oh, you know I'm hopeless. Montmorency, Scamper, Peritas, or Boatswain?
Boatswain.
Boatswain?
Boatswain. It's actually pronounced Boatswain, but it's spelled
silent
Boatswain.
God. Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Who wrote the Moonlight Saga Sonata? Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Ariel and Miranda are moons of which planet? Question number three.
On show, every night.
What does a calorimeter measure? And question number four.
That's a big place down south.
What is the name of the dog in the story Three Men in a Boat? And that's the quiz.
Answers, info@myscr.co.uk.
Myscr.co.uk.
The thing is, I was hoping to get some clips for What Happened Next last night, but I ran out of time. About 1 o'clock, and I just thought, oh, I'm going to bed.
No, well, fair enough. That's fine. Hit us with the answers.
Oh. The quiz. Are you ready, Mr.
Nick Asprey?
Yes.
Brilliant. Question number one.
Your steak.
Who wrote the Moonlight... Who wrote the Moonlight Saga or Sonata?
Sonata.
I'll do that again. Question number one.
Your steak.
Who wrote the...
I do apologise for this one.
Of my incompetence. Who wrote the Moonlight Sonata? It's the heat. I can't function. Nick.
Quite. Beethoven.
Did anyone email any answers today?
No. Not at all.
You're right. There you go. Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Ariel and Miranda are moons of which planet? Nick.
Saturn. Actually, it might be Jupiter, actually.
It's Uranus.
Oh, thanks very much.
Uranus. Or Uranus.
Uvavu.
Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
What does a calorimeter or calorimeter measure?
Heat. Get in. Milk with no... tea with no milk is not the nicest, is it?
Well, I don't really like tea anyway, but it does look...
Well, I'm drinking it now, and it's not very nice, frankly.
It's like stew. Question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
What was the name of the dog in the story Three Men in a Boat, Nick?
I think it was Montmorency. Get in.
There you go. There you go.
Well, I won the quiz. I was the only person doing it. And it's the one time I would have actually won the quiz.
That was atrocious, that one. I'm sorry.
It wasn't atrocious at all.
It was
very
poor.
Good.
But thank you for the compliment anyway.
Nick and Rocha.
McGill's not in the building yet. But, Sam, you have something to say.
Yes, I've got a plug to do. Who know me will know that for my course we're doing a massive show called Reverb. Do you know about this?
Oh, I think I read something about it in the paper.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's the Civic Hall on Wednesday. Basically, it's a music show and it's got lots of unsigned bands. We've got That Man Fox, Lloyd McGrath, ZLMC, Mine High, Night Trippers and Hot Monocles.
Yes, I did read something about this in the paper. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm the Soundman for
you. You should go into a agent of news, a news agent, and buy the Stratford Herald.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's as likely to happen as me.
Failing that, tune into my SCR and hear about it. Come on then, yeah. What have we got?
Okay, so if you tune into stratcast.co.uk.
What?
Stratcast.co.uk.
How do you spell that?
Strat.
Yes.
Cast.
Cast.co.uk. Brilliant.
On Wednesday, then you'll be able to watch it live, because it's streamed live. It's a television show. And... So you can also buy tickets to go and see it.
And these are unsigned bands?
Yes, unsigned bands and artists.
Local unsigned bands and artists?
I think some are local and some are from the Midlands area.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can add it on Facebook. What's it called again on Facebook? Reverb Live. It's called Reverb Live on Facebook. Add it. And also on Twitter, you can follow us, called Reverb 2010.
But failing that, you can, of course, go to the event.
Yes, you can.
Which is where?
It's at the Civic Hall in the Stratford-upon-Avon.
What time? 7.30, presumably?
7.30, 8.30, around that time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the actual time it's going live.
All those bands will be playing?
Yes.
God, blimey. Live. The logistics of that.
It's a nightmare.
Oh.
I'm the sound man.
Are you? Oh, yes. Mate. Oh, I've played in evenings like that, and, you know, everyone wants their amp, and and the sound guy usually just turns everything up to 11 because he can't be bothered anymore. So don't let me down on that score.
I'll do my best.
No.
Will you be tuning in, Nick?
You know what? I see no reason why not.
I'll send you a link.
Wednesday
night.
Watch it
on TV. Watch it on TV, on the internet.
I might even go.
Hey! I'll sneak you in.
Thanks very much. I'm quite willing to pay money for that as well.
I think
it's a really good thing.
£3, £5, something like that. I'm not entirely sure.
Fantastic. Just remind us what it is again. Stratcast.
Stratcast.co.uk. And if you click on Reverb, which is at the top and on the side, then more details are there.
Stratford Community Radio.
Chris McGill is in the building.
Yes.
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. Is my microphone.
Oh, yeah. God, there you go. Look.
How rude.
Just take it seriously.
Yeah. Well, you can always rely on amateurism here at SCR.
I know.
How are you, Chris?
I'm good. The Sunday traffic has been the enemy today.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
The leisure drivers.
What brings you in here? How are you? Who are you? Tell the listener who you are.
It's the listener's Emma Pallant, isn't it?
Well,
and she
hasn't.
Already knows who I am, so if she hasn't already checked in. Yeah, Chris McGill, Stratford Locurlian.
Yes, you live in Ettington. Do you want to give your address out to any lovely ladies out there?
Not at the moment. given the weekend.
Oh, no. All right, moving swiftly on. And you are the creator, you are the man behind Dust House.
I am.
For those of you who haven't seen it, check out Dust House trailers and work for the RSC, not just the RSC, but for the Soho Theatre and all that sort of stuff. What other stuff? What other theatres?
Lots of things at the moment. The Royal Court, Soho, we said that. The Globe, hopefully. Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of exciting London ones. We're spreading our wings.
Yeah, and what do? They create theatrical trailers and...
They're cinematic trailers, I like to call them, to try and appeal to a younger demographic. Of theatre go that at the moment doesn't exist.
Gosh.
Very much. BBC Three, Channel 4. Get them in.
Brilliant. And for those of you who haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and put in, say, RSC Where We All Perform or RSC
or
We're Coming Home or something like that.
YouTube / Dusthouse UK and you get all of our videos there.
Oh.
Yeah, a shorthand or follow
us
on Facebook.
I'm on it.
You are on it.
You interviewed me.
Yes, you are. You're there twice, in fact, as a donkey. And as Nick Asbury yourself.
Yeah, all right, Sam, thanks very much.
As a donkey.
Less of your lip there, Sam.
Sorry.
Now, listen, I didn't bring in my my iPod because it was broken this morning, but I did bring in...
Oh, they all say that!
No, however, I brought in my computer instead.
Sam, can you check that he is doing it randomly?
I'm not. I haven't put it on yet.
I'll be your eyes.
Need to plug it all in.
Just to recap, Chris is going to do his iPod shuffle, and that means that he puts it on random, and we play the first four songs that come up. It's always a dangerous and exposing thing to do because there is a dark place.
It's
on
frightening.
His iPod.
It really is a dark place. there's a dark place. There's also a place when I was listening to it this morning and going through them.
You were preparing, were you?
I was just saying what would come out. And to anyone that's at all in any way emotionally compromised, it's amazing how every song somehow
chimes.
It relates to your problem, and suddenly you're listening to Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas, and you
oh
just
no.
She understands. She understands.
She gets it.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
The vibe are in the building as well. So I'm going to wrap it up, in fact. Thank you very much, Chris,
for coming in.
Thank you very much, young Sam.
Thank you, Nicholas.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you very much for listening over the last 2 hours. If you were sat outside in the sun, I hope you had some good sunny times on Sunday morning with our tunes. We shall be back same time next week. Tune in at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock every Sunday morning.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.